This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things KSTLX out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer here on this Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast ever, stopping by and giving us a listen. We thank you for taking time out of your Tuesday to do so. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State athletics, whether that is men's, women's basketball, football, another bye. So no football this weekend. Women's tennis, women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's rowing, also cross country, women's tennis. I think I got it all covered right there. I think we nailed it all, and including also track and field and also men's women's golf. There you go as well. This episode of This Week in the MHK for K-State Athletics. We are Mondays in the books there with an easy win over Omaha on the women's basketball side. And tonight, men's basketball, Jerome Tang open up their season against UNC Greensboro, led by, of course, P.J. Haggerty and company there as well. So that's tonight at 7. And for those of you fresh to this podcast, we try to do every recap of every K-State sporting event. This podcast is different than everybody else's. So this is why this is what is unique. Try to do something a little different. There's more than just football, obviously. Football and their struggles here in 2025. There's more than just that. And very intrigued now with the other big sporting event in men's basketball. We're finding a lot about his team again. Obviously, P.J. Haggerty is I cannot find the right words at this moment, but he's good as advertised, folks. There it is. So P.J. Haggerty leading the squad, Abdi Bashir Jr. and company, and C.J. Jones, one of the returners, Moby, as well. So interesting to see. Again, we'll have postcast of that episode tomorrow at some point, hopefully. Nothing on Wednesday for K-State, and then it gets super busy on the back end, right? And of course, this includes me, right? We're gonna be out of town this weekend regardless. So the reason why I say that, because yesterday had some good news that I've been looking forward to anyways. So but I'm a game time decision on that. So if we're going to make up rules now, I might as well just do what I keep doing I've been doing, right? So it's definitely, I don't know, it's just, at the same time, it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do. So I'll have a clearer picture, probably, like I said, it's going to be game time decisions on Thursday, what I decide to do. But either way, yours truly is going to be racing either Salina or it's supposed to be a race. Well, either way, it's going to be a race anyway, because we've been training for since the half marathon block. Oh, you gotta go all the way back to July, and I'm talking about half marathon. So yeah, Salina has raced this weekend. If I can't get the AA race to kind of drop my way, we're gonna have to be out all that money that we talked about. So there's that. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, and speaking of which, I got a text. I just got text from the lead, from the leader. I'll handle that after this. So yes. So Salina would be the plan. But the AA plan is very much still in play. But we'll see. Again, I'm a game time decision right now, but either way, EG3 will be competing on Saturday or Sunday, I should say. So either way, we're racing, so we'll be ready for that. But K-State, we haven't talked about tennis in a little bit. We'll try to get something on that, because they've been super busy the last couple weeks. They're going to be competing again this week, right back to the ITA Central Championship, Selectional Championships, actually, there. And then baseball. And remember, baseball beat KU 2 weeks ago. Part of that KU sweep with volleyball, baseball, and football. All of it in Lawrence. And you might as well throw in the women's rowing, too, as well, which haven't posted that yet. They're also in action in that same weekend. So there's that. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here. For this latest edition of the podcast here, this week in the MHK for K-State by Alex, kind of looking ahead a little bit there. So the Fall World Series, K-State game one there, and then Cincinnati for the volleyball team on Thursday night, of course, falling, getting swept by BYU to end that long ass 5-game road swing that came. They were 2-3 coming out of that, so it'd be nice. It's nice to finally have the women's volleyball home back at Morgan Family Arena for this weekend. So there's Thursday's doc there. Friday, same thing with the women's tennis team. ITA selectionals there. And then it looks like here, let me see. Looks like the fall schedule. Looks like Baylor HEB Invitational. This might be tennis actually here. Yeah, this is tennis I'm looking at. So yeah, tennis. Tennis has been super busy under head coach Jordan Smith here. And their young squad. So looks like that's both of them there as well. And then of course game two, fall World Series for K-State on the baseball side of that. We'll see if I can get you more information on that. Obviously baseball don't get fully started until spring, obviously, so and temps have cooled down a little bit, so we'll see what happens with that. Saturday, again, I'm gonna throw myself in this Saturday or Sunday for that matter, and I just told y'all the leader of the run group just texted me, so again, I'll get back to him once I get done with this episode. This is the Pro Professor Podcast, all things K-State sports. Looking ahead a little bit, K-State Athletics this week, the first full week of November, Saturday. Same thing with tennis, same thing, IT Central Sectionals, and in the HEB Invitational. This is hosted by Baylor, by the way, there as well. Volleyball will host 20th-ranked Colorado on Junior Wildcats Day at Morgan Family Arena. That is 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Of course, Salina is Saturday morning. So again, I'm sitting recording this right now on Tuesday, I'm a game time decision on either Salina, or we'll get to Sunday here in a minute. Minute there. Women's basketball. And again, I just got done recording the postcast. SMU K-State women's basketball on the road for the first time officially in the regular season as they'll take on at ACC opponent SMU. That's 4 o'clock tip, just a little bit after that. And then men's basketball, 7 o'clock at home in Manhattan, Kansas, Akadama Doom against Bellarime. I think that's right, Bellarime. We'll go with that because that's what it looks like here on the schedule there. That's the 7 o'clock tip, so both basketball teams are in action there as well. Again, for those of you very new, fresh to this podcast, we try to do at least postcast recaps after every K-State athletic event. Again, one more time for those of you new to the show, for those who have been following the show, appreciate you for continuing to following this everyday Kansas State sports podcast. We've tried to do a postcast recap after every K-State athletic event right there as well. So both basketball teams are in action. So when we come back, we're going to be busy when we get back. Either way, unless I decide to go to Lincoln, which is Sunday. And Sunday, only one K-State event, and that will be baseball. The Fall World Series concludes on Sunday, and that's a noon, just a little bit after noon, first pitch. Let me go back here a little bit to the Fall World Series. Yeah, so game two, rewind the clock a little bit, Friday at 6 o'clock, and then game one, hold on a second, let me see. Yeah, game one is 6, so it all starts Thursday. Yeah, interesting, you got a day off? Well, actually, no, that makes sense because this is a best of three. Best of two of three looks like there as well. So game three looks like, if necessary, would be on Sunday. Other than that, there's nothing else going on there as well. So this is, I got to find some more information on that. I'll get back to you on that. So baseball, do a little bit of mini World Series. And it's going to be in Manhattan, Kansas, looks like there. So game one and two will be Thursday and Friday, and then if necessary on Sunday, game three. That's a noon start there as well. And Good Life Half stays on Sunday, so that's why I say I'm a game time decision on that, because originally the Good Life Half C was in the plan before. So nobody can't keep the mouth shut around here. But anyway, that was the original plan to run the Good Life Half C. So again, we'll see what happens at the end of the day today. Again, the dominoes fall, yours truly is gonna have something more critical back in schedule. But for whatever reason, we don't wanna make up more rules and all that other stuff. And I don't know. We might have to throw this weekend out of the equation. So we'll see about that. But yeah, so either way, like I said on my other podcast last night, either way, on that end, there's going to be a postcast of what Eddie does. So there's that. But the overall goal, anyways, either way, was the PR in a cycle. So hopefully that's the point. Hopefully that's the case there as well. Crazy stuff happened, but this is the most prepared I've been, ready for a race. So either way, it don't matter. It's like me running 5Ks. You mean I'm ready to race either way. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go back to back, whatever it takes. Right. So yeah, that doesn't faze me. I've been sitting on sidelines way too long. Now we about to get back in the game, at least for this weekend. We've been training for this all way back to July. So there's that as well. Throwing myself in the mix here in the K-State podcast. This is the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. So that's what's in store for your host and K-State sports this week. The K-State baseball doing a little mini World Series. Tennis is going to be busy again, it looks like, this week. Also, women's volleyball back at home following a 5-game road trip, and basketball getting revved up and getting going officially last night with an easy win with the women's basketball team led by Azilla Arenas and the K-State women's basketball team. Easy win over Omaha last night. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free and available daily. No chance to record K-State content. Number two, Podbean app. Fresh content now up on the Podbean channel. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is GREER, number 3, EDDID Process Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats there. So, yeah, I did not post because I recorded the week before as well and then did not get it up, and then was busy over the weekend taking care of some stuff and finally was able to get not only that up, but I recorded another episode over the weekend last weekend. So two episodes up there now for your listening pleasures this week. So definitely go back and check it out. I'm not sure if I'm going to post since I'm going to be out of town either way. So there's that. I'm trying to record ahead a little bit. Make sure you guys have at least a recording. Yeah, I'm not going to leave it anyways till Friday afternoon, around lunchtime anyway. So on either spectrum there as well. So you'll definitely have a postcast Friday or something on Friday. Saturday for sure, and then I'll have something, maybe a cross-country episode that I recorded with the Big 12 Championships this weekend. We'll probably save that there as well. So there you have it, folks. A huge week, especially on the back end for K-State Sports. Alex A. and Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Sports. Go Cats. Okay.